Hello everyone, it's time for another demonstration, and this is something I should have probably done a very long time ago, but this is a game called Castaways. This came out in 2011, I think. I seem to remember it being very popular in 2011, because that's when I was playing it, maybe July or August of 2011, and what this is it's essentially a strategic, simulation game. So the basic premise is, well, at least in the first mission, the basic premise is that you were on a ship. And the ship crashed, and a bunch of people got washed up onto this island or land, or I'm not quite sure where it takes place. But essentially, the idea is you have all these people and resources, and you have to build up some sort of a community and keep things going, and you have tasks. So in the first mission, your overall objective is to rebuild your ship, make sure it's got plenty of food, and then you win. And then there are more and more missions as you progress that get harder and add more things to them. So as always, I'll be putting the link to the game in the description so you can check there. When you download it, it'll be a zip file, so just extract that zip file, and you'll want to run castaways.exe. If it gives you an error, there is a file in the folder called checkup.exe, which if you run it, it will register the components that are required to make this run. I'm pretty sure this game is coded in Visual Basic, if I'm not mistaken, so it's a pretty old programming language, but it still works on modern versions of Windows. So I'm going to go ahead and launch castaways.exe.
Start window. Search window.
Just by typing
castaways. File folder. Last. Castaways.exe. Welcome to Castaways. Version 2.7d. By Apron. Main menu.
Yep, so we're in the main menu.
How to play.
We have how to play.
Play the game. Load game. No graphics. Press enter to change it.
This game does have graphics. I'm not sure how good they are, so you can test that. My experience has been it actually makes the game run, well, the performance is worse when you run the graphics, so it won't run as fast, or that's been my experience. But if you have people that have vision, they might like to have graphics on.
Pause is set to short. Press enter to change it.
I'm not entirely sure what this option does. I think it affects the pauses between messages, but I'm not totally sure. I forget what this does, and it's not documented.
Default sounds. Press enter to change it.
You can change the sound pack, so if you make a folder, I believe under the sounds folder, you can make your own sound packs, but again, I don't think this is really documented very well.
Exit the game.
And then we have exit.
How to play.
So I'm going to go through the how to play portion of this, and we'll just read through it, and I'll turn off the microphone and have it read.
Arrow down for information. Castaways is a role-playing strategy sim by Apron. For a complete list of key commands, please check out the readme.txt file. There is a guide to buildings and a guide to job types as separate text files within the game's directory. These have been created by fellow community members and are a very helpful resource to understanding the game. The object of Castaways is to head back out to sea after your ship was sank in a violent storm. You begin with a small group of survivors and some random supplies, and you must build up a settlement that will keep your people alive. Once you are well established, you can construct a new ship that will carry your people back out to sea and toward home. The land is home to a hostile race of goblins, which intend to kill you if you stick around for too long. The game is built upon the idea that many different jobs are needed in order for a civilization to function. Each job has its own unique way of converting some resource into something ultimately more beneficial to the society. Before starting a new game, you will be asked to select a name, gender, two perks, and a fault. The perks and fault will customize your game by offering up odd benefits and hindrances. By simply changing which ones you start a game with, you can end up with a very different experience while playing. The first building you should build is your storehouse. The moving of goods, including building materials being carried to a construction site, depends upon how far away it is from your nearest storehouse. When you first begin playing, you will see exactly how long it takes to stock your construction site, because you don't yet have a storehouse. Pheasants perform a wide variety of tasks, but most importantly, they carry goods from place to place. Before a building can be constructed, peasants must supply it with the correct amount of building materials. Once that is done, builders may take over and actually construct the building. As new buildings are constructed, new jobs will become available. Everyone is tied together into a huge chain. For example, when your lumberjack cuts down trees, logs are added to your storehouse. A peasant will carry the log to a sawmill, where a carpenter will cut it into lumber. In almost all cases, a building can hold a maximum of 5 units of any type of supplies. This means that as supplies are used up, people eating food from the tavern, for example, peasants must be around to carry new food from the storehouse to the tavern. Peasants truly are the backbone of your settlement. You will figure out most of the jobs yourself, but I really must explain the role of the cook and the bartender. In order for your people to eat meat, vegetables, or bread, there must be a cook on duty. To drink wine, there must be a bartender. To begin building a new structure, or ship, use the arrow keys to select an empty location on the map. Buildings can only be built on empty land, and a ship can only be built on water. Press enter, and you will be given the choices of what to build. To hear information about your existing buildings and those still under construction, hover over them and press enter. There are three groups of building information you can cycle through, using the arrow keys. Press enter, escape, or spacebar to get out of the menu. Because this game has so much going on at any given moment, there are a lot of messages. Because there are so many messages, it makes sense to pause the game, especially when you want to check something or build something new. Spacebar is used to pause, or unpause, the game. Sooner or later, the native goblin population will notice you are here. When that happens, they will slowly creep in to conquer all your land. They advance slowly, but if they reach any of your buildings, they will burn them down. To get new people, build homes so that there is room for your population to comfortably grow. Each house can support 4 people, so at first, you will have to build a few houses just to break even. Once you have more than enough houses, your people will slowly begin having babies. The placement of buildings is more important than you might expect. Always remember that people must walk the distances between them. Placing a quarry near rocky ground means the stonemason won't have to travel as far each time. Placing a guard tower near the advancing goblin army means your soldiers don't waste time trekking across the map. When you've got things under control, with food and supplies, it is time to work on saving your people and getting them back home across the ocean. Highlight a water tile, press enter, and begin constructing a new ship. Completing the ship is an epic task. Even after it has been constructed, it must be stocked with loads of food for the journey. If you can survive long enough, your people will sail away, leaving these horde goblins behind you. Good luck. Hey, did you know? You've put in over 59 minutes playing Apron's Castaways. That's a lot of free entertainment. Head over to www.kaldobsky.com/audiogames to check out other exciting games from Apron. If you're feeling generous, donations are appreciated and will help Apron eat food so that he won't die and stop making new games. Lol. Previous menu.
Yeah, that's the last part of that menu. But yeah, that's actually a very good overview of what you're doing. And actually, this is just mission 1, so there is much more to do besides this.
Main menu.
How
to play. Play the game.
So let's go ahead and start playing a game.
Choose your mission.
So I'm going to hit enter, and then we'll down arrow.
Sandbox. No enemies.
So this is basically a mode where you can practice the concepts of the game. The only thing you have to worry about is keeping your people fed. I'm going to start with mission 1, though, but I will go through these here.
Mission 1. Mission 2. Mission 3. Mission 4. Mission 5. Mission 6. Epilogue Part 1. Mission 7. Epilogue Part 2. Recorded contest challenge. Game limited to 10,000 ticks and provides a score at the end. Previous menu.
That contest challenge, I think that lets you practice stuff, or you can try to do things in the given time period and you'll get a score. I'm not a fan of that, but that's there. So yeah, there are quite a lot of missions, so let's go to mission 1.
Mission 1. Configure your character.
Okay, now we get to the portion where you have to configure the character. So if I down arrow,
your name is Gris. Press enter to change it.
So this lets you set your name. This will appear as a character in your game. Well, so I'll just use my name.
Your gender is set to male. Press enter to change it.
Obviously, you can do male or female.
Gender is to female. Gender is to male.
I'll leave myself on male.
Your starter is strong start. Press enter to change it.
Okay, these are your perks and your faults. So first we have the starter, so you have these choices.
Select the desired starter and press enter.
And I'll hit down arrow.
Defender, you begin the game with a knight. Strong start. Your first storehouse is built instantly. Smuggled goods. Start with more resources. Hermaphrodite. Men can also get pregnant.
Yeah, that one's just weird.
Rain food. Start the game with a bonus tome.
Tomes are used in mission 2 and higher. Essentially what tomes let you do... excuse me. Tomes allow you to upgrade people so that they perform their jobs much faster. The downside is that once you upgrade a person, that person is locked into that role, and his or her job can never be changed.
Defender, you begin the game with a knight.
Excuse me. So...
Strong start. Your first storehouse is built instantly.
Let's...
Smuggled goods. Start with more resources.
I always like this one.
Starter set. Your starter is smuggled goods. Your first perk is tree hugger. Press enter to change it.
Now we have perks.
Select the desired perk and press enter. Union smasher. Everyone does their jobs just a little bit faster. Tight with Neptune. Fishermen will sometimes bring back extra fish. Flintstone vitamins. Your people are more resistant to disease. Pulling the goalie. Women get pregnant much faster.
So a lot of these explain themselves, and as it said in the help section, if you choose different combinations of these, your games can be very, very different.
Flour power. Bakers produce an extra loaf of bread with each batch. Sweatshop. Your children enter the workforce at a younger age.
That's terrible. Let's not choose that one.
Tree hugger. Forests last longer before becoming scattered trees. Union smasher. Everyone does their jobs just a little bit faster.
So, let's see. What should I do? Let's do...
Tight with Flintstone. Pulling the goalie. Flower power. Baked. Pulling the goalie. Women get pregnant much faster. Tight with Neptune. Fishermen will sometimes bring back extra fish. Union smasher. Tight. Flower power. Sweatshop. Tree hugger. Union smasher. Tight with Neptune. Fishermen will sometimes
that.
Perk set. Your second perk is Builder Holder. Press enter to change. Select the desired perk and
we
press enter.
The next perk.
Green thumb. All crops grow a little faster. Strong bones. Your people will have fewer broken bones. Premies. Pregnant women will have their babies faster.
I'm pretty sure that's supposed to say preemies. This voice has some weird pronunciation glitches. Preemies, yeah, so your babies will be born faster.
Pack rat. The tavern is able to hold more food. Strong swimmers. A few extra people survive the shipwreck. Birthday cake. Bakers make one large birthday cake instead of three cake, and that cake loads a person with energy. Builder holder. Stones last longer before becoming rocky soil. Green thumb. All crops grow a little faster. Strong bones. Your people will have fewer broken bones.
Let's go with...
Strong swimmers. A few extra people survive the shipwreck.
Yeah, we can always use more people.
Perk set. Your first perk is Tight with Neptune. Your second perk is Strong Swimmers.
Now we come
press
to the fault.
To change it. Your fault is Murphy's Law. Press enter to change it. Select the desired fault and all press right. enter.
So you've had perks up to this point. Now we have to have a fault because obviously you have to balance it out, right? So you can't just have all good and no bad. All good and no bad, rather. So let's look through these.
All thumbs. Builders take longer to do their work. Dog food. Wild animals are more likely to attack hunters. Trojan man. More time passes between women getting pregnant. Alcoholics Anonymous. Your people burn through food faster if they don't have wine. Light lunch. Your first group of castaways start out hungrier than normal. Cozy. Real estate lingo for small and cramped. Your houses only support three people each.
Yeah, that one's... Ugh, no thanks.
Vegetarian. Your people won't eat meat. Murphy's Law. Random disasters are more likely to happen.
I'm going to go with this one. So if you enable this, disasters are going to happen more. So usually you'll lose resources, you'll lose food, you'll lose, you know, maybe some bricks or some lumber, things like that.
Fault set. Single player. Press enter to change it. Game set to multiplayer co-op.
So this game does have a multiplayer mode. I don't know if it works anymore. But when it did work, and it might still work, but I don't really have anyone to play this game with, which is a bit of a shame. But when it did work, you could basically, you could log into the server, and what it would do was it would match you up with all the other players that were online, and essentially those player characters would become part of your population, and they could help you. You can also, if you're in that mode, you can build a merchant cart, which will let you trade resources back and forth, or you can build a war tent, and I believe the general job can send troops to players. But I'm going to go with...
Game set to single player.
Single player.
Default map. Press enter to change it.
This lets you change the map.
Map set to secondary. Map set to random. For an added challenge.
So you can customize what the maps do. I'm not sure what the difference is between the first two. Random, I'm pretty sure, just generates random things. Let's actually do that.
Finalize this character.
So we'll hit this.
Select difficulty. Easy.
So we have easy.
Normal. Hard.
Normal, hard.
Insane. Previous menu. Easy. Normal.
Let's go with normal, actually.
10 days into the storm, there was no hope left. The sails were torn, the rudder broken, and many of the crew had already been washed overboard. When the ship crashed upon the rocks and sank, only a small number of survivors washed up on shore. The supplies that litter the beach will not last as long.
So that's the introduction to the story, basically, or to this mission. And what's happening right now is the game is paused right now, so we're not doing anything. If I arrow around...
A2, land, A1, forest.
So that's land...
A2, land.
That's a land tile.
A1, forest.
That's a forest.
A3, dense forest. A4, forest. A5, land. I6, dense forest.
Now that's supposed to say A6. I'm not sure why it's reading it like that.
A7, land. A8, land. A9, dense forest. A10, scattered trees. A11, dense forest. A12, water. A13, water. A14, water. A15, water. A16, water.
Right, so that's the bottom of that column.
B16, water.
I want to say this is a 16 by 16 map. Let me see. A, B,
C16, D16, J16, A16, L16, M16, N6, O6, P6.
P, so... Yeah, this is a 16 by 16 map.
P14, land.
As you can tell, a lot of the bottom half of this map is water.
N13, N12. Scattered trees, N11, M11, L11, K, K10, K9, K8, rocky terrain, J8, J7,
got some rocks, K7, got
L7,
forests.
Scattered trees, M7, M6, M5, L5, K5,
lots of land.
J5, J4, J3, J8, J...
So...
I1, dense forest.
What I'm going to do here is...
FE1, D, B1, A1, C1, land.
We'll start here.
C1, forest. D1, scattered trees. C1, land.
I'll leave that one blank.
C2, land.
All right, so on C2...
Select building.
Let's look at what you can build.
Build a house. Needs 3 lumber and 3 bricks. Build a tavern. Needs 8 lumber and 6 bricks. Build a storehouse. Needs 10 lumber and 8 bricks. Build a sawmill. Needs 4 lumber and 4 bricks. Build a quarry. Needs 4 lumber and 4 bricks. Build a wheat farm. Needs 5 lumber and 3 bricks. Build a vegetable farm. Needs 5 lumber and 3 bricks. Build a butcher shop. Needs 4 lumber and 4 bricks. Build a mill. Needs 6 lumber and 2 bricks. Build a bakery. Needs 4 lumber and 4 bricks. Build a vineyard. Needs 6 lumber and 2 bricks. Build a hospital. Needs 4 lumber and 4 bricks. Build a mine. Needs 8 lumber and 2 bricks. Build a forge. needs 3 lumber and 10 bricks. Build a textile, needs 4 lumber and 3 bricks. Build a barracks, needs 8 lumber, 12 bricks, and 4 metal bars. Build a guard tower, needs 4 lumber, 8 bricks, and 1 metal bar. Build a house, needs 3 lumber and 3 bricks.
Right, so that's what you have to start out with. That is quite a lot of buildings. And, this game can get very complex very quickly. Let's, for the sake of getting started, so your first priority is to get your people fed.
Build a tavern. Needs 8 lumber. Build a storehouse.
Let's build a storehouse
here. Hold shift and press enter to begin construction.
It tells you to hold shift and hit enter, so let's do that.
Construction has begun.
Now if I arrow.
C3, C2. Storehouse, under construction, building details.
And if you hit enter on this building.
The construction site currently contains 0 of 10 lumber and 0 of 8 bricks. Open. Peasants will automatically carry supplies here as they become available. Press backspace to change this.
So this is useful if you don't want peasants to bring items to buildings. You can close them here by pressing backspace, which means that they will not they will not bring items to them.
A storehouse acts as storage for all of your various supplies. Without any storehouse, the supplies you do have are probably strewn about on the ground and will take much longer to search through. Try to put the storehouse close to other buildings because your peasants must carry items between them. The construction site currently can menu
right,
closed.
So we got that.
C3. Land.
Let's build a tavern over here.
Select build a house. Build a tavern. Build a store. Build a tavern. Needs 8 lumber and 6 brick. Construction has begun.
Now, at this point, the game is paused. Let me go over some keys here. Z will give you your food items.
We have 20 meat, 47 bread, 12 vegetables, and 16 barrels of wine.
Okay. X.
We have 0 flour. 22 cloth, 11 barrels, 0 metal bars, and 0 sets of armor.
Gives you those resources. And C.
We have 44 bricks, 57 lumber, 0 wheat, 0 logs, 0 metal ore, 0 dead animals, and 0 animal furs.
So lots of things right there. If I press the letter V.
We have 14 adults, 0 pregnant, 0 ailing, 0 children. And 14 idle workers.
So right now we have 14 people that are doing nothing. If you hit E and R, that will... and by the way, I was pressing Z.
We have 20 meat.
X.
We have 0 flour.
C. 20,
we have 44 bricks.
And V. 50,
we have 14 adults. 0.
So those are your keys to check resources, basically, and your population. If you hit E...
You have 14 idle. Chris, Alyssa, Maurice, Lance, Nathan, Melanie, Kaylin, Tucker, Journey, Isaiah, Skylar, Braxton, Annabelle, and Kayla.
So this game assigns names randomly to people. So just keep that in mind. You can rename your people, but... Yeah, so E and R will cycle through the job categories that you have assigned to your people, and I'll get into that as we start doing things. D and F will go through those people.
Alyssa, a female builder who is just standing around. Maurice, a male builder who is just standing around.
So.
Lance, a male builder who is just standing around.
So that will go through your list of people, or you can go backwards with D.
Maurice. A male builder who is just standing around.
A and S will cycle through the list of jobs that you can give to people. So that will come in handy as we continue here. I'm trying to think what else off the top of my head. Those are the main keys that you'll want to know. T.
Territorial set to off. Your troops will not attack any enemies until you turn this back on.
I would not turn this off. I'm not even sure why this is a thing.
Territorial set to on. Your troops will automatically go out to attack enemies who invade your land.
Yeah, so you generally want this to happen because enemies are going to appear. Shift T.
You have no people with less than 10% energy. None are between 10 and 20%, and none are between 20 and 30% energy.
So that's useful. It gives you an overview of people with low energy. if you're on a person and you hit G.
Maurice has 69% total energy. Separately, he has 71 meat, 67 bread, 69 vegetables, and 72% wine energy.
Okay. Essentially, think of energy as different gas tanks, I guess, basically. So your people get energy from bread, vegetables, meat, and wine. And generally, the more food you have available, the more overall energy they will have, which means that that person will be able to go longer between eating. Shift G.
There are currently no goblins on your land.
There's no goblins on my land, which is good because we need to prepare. So I think what I'm going to do in this particular demo is kind of get started and build up a few of the initial buildings just to give you an idea. I'm not going to play this game. This game can literally take hours to play. So this will not be live or this will not be played live. The other thing that you can do while I'm thinking of it is hit left and right bracket.
Fast, blazing.
And if I go left,
fast, medium, slow, my union coworkers.
My union coworkers. This increases or decreases the speed of the game clock.
Slow, medium.
And I'll show you what that's like. So let's actually unpause the game and listen to what it does. So I'm going to hit the space bar. Oop. Sorry. It's my phone probably doing a lot of stuff. So we're just waiting right now. So what's happening, I'm pretty sure, is the people are delivering resources. So if I hit F, oop, well, maybe not. Why are you not?
C2, storehouse, under construction. You have 14 builders. Tucker is filling in as a peasant transporting bricks. He is actually a builder.
Right, so if you hit D and F here.
Journey is filling in as a peasant transporting lumber. She is actually a builder. C3, tavern, under construction. Building. The construction site currently contains 0 of 8 lumber and 0 of 6 menu closed.
So as you can tell, it's taking longer for things to happen because
Chris has dropped off lumber at the storehouse construction site. Maurice has dropped off lumber at the tavern construction site. Nathan has dropped off lumber at the storehouse construction site. Kaelin has dropped.
Let me pause.
Alyssa
it.
Has dropped off right. bricks at the storehouse.
So they're dropping off resources.
Braxton has dropped off bricks.
And also too, if you need to, you can pause the game and press the top row of numbers, 1 to 0, to check the last 10 messages that you received.
Kayla has dropped off bricks at the storehouse construction site.
So that's number 1.
Braxton has dropped off bricks at the tavern construction site.
2.
Isaiah has dropped off bricks at the storehouse construction site.
On and on and on. So we'll just wait here. So we're still waiting on them to gather resources. So once the storehouse is built, things will move a lot faster. But right now we have to wait. But your very first priority is getting your storehouse and your tavern running.
Chris has dropped off lumber at the storehouse construction site. Nathan has dropped off lumber at the tavern construction site. Journey has dropped off lumber at the storehouse construction site. Annabelle has dropped off lumber at the tavern construction site. Alyssa has dropped off lumber at the storehouse construction site. Maurice has dropped off bricks.
Right, so that's just them dropping off resources.
Lance has dropped off bricks at the storehouse construction site. Tucker has dropped off bricks at the tavern construction site. Braxton has dropped off bricks at the storehouse construction site.
Okay, just continuing to wait here. What I should actually do, let's see.
C3, tavern, under building. The construction site currently contains 7 of 8 lumber and 5 of 6 bricks. Menu closed.
Okay, so tavern's almost ready to be built.
C2, building. The construction site currently contains 8 of 10 lumber and 8 of 8 bricks. Menu closed.
Let me check how many resources we got here. So I'm going to hit C.
We have 30 bricks, 39 lumber.
Right. Now you can hit Chris
has dropped off lumber at the storehouse construction site. Nathan has dropped off lumber at the tavern construction site. Annabelle has dropped off lumber at the storehouse construction site. The storehouse construction site has the materials it needs. Builders will take over from here. Journey has
another building.
Melanie has done construction work at the storehouse. The storehouse at C2 has been completed.
If you hit shift in the space bar,
this game is 310 ticks sold.
Right, that tells you how many ticks have gone by.
C3, tavern, under building. This building is 5% complete. The more builders available to work on this building, the faster it will be built.
Right, menu so closed. The tavern's almost ready. So we just have to wait for them to start building the tavern.
Chris has done construction work at the tavern. Alyssa has done construction work at the tavern. Maurice has done the tavern at C3 has been completed.
Okay. Now that the tavern is complete, we need to start doing things. If I hit F.
Isaiah is filling in as a peasant transporting bread. He is actually a builder.
So now you can tell that they are transporting food to the tavern.
Skylar is filling in as a peasant transporting vegetables. She is actually a builder.
So I'm gonna toggle over to my character.
Journey, Tucker, Kaylin, Melanie, Nathan, Lance, Maurice, Alyssa. Chris is filling in as a peasant transporting meat. He is actually a builder.
Right, so I'm going to hit A.
Bartender. Chris is told to become a bartender. He is currently busy, but will take on the new job as soon as he can. Cook. Chris is told to become a cook. He is currently busy, but will take on the new job as soon as he can.
Right, so we need a cook, and that's what I'm going to do. So this person, in this case, my main character, will be assigned to be a cook. You always want to have a cook because a cook is responsible for feeding people. If there isn't a cook to prepare food at the tavern, your people will starve. Just a few more things here before I...
Kayla is filling in as a peasant transporting bread. She is actually a builder.
Let's do...
Annabelle is filling in. Braxton is filling in as a peasant transporting wine. He is actually a builder.
A few of these have really weird names, but it generates them randomly. You can hit Alt-R, which will rename your people. But I'm not really bothered by that too much. Let's see here.
Bartender, cook, lumberjack. Braxton is told to become a lumberjack. Keep the same job. Fisherman, hunter, builder, bartender, builder.
So I'm gonna hit S.
Braxton, hunter, fisherman. Braxton is told to become a fisherman.
We need a he fisherman. Is currently... And...
Skylar is filling in as a peasant transporting vegetables. She is actually a... Isaiah is filling in as a peasant transporting bread. He is act hunter. Fisherman. Isaiah.
Let's get two of those going. So we get some fish coming in. So we get some meat. And let's see. What else do I want to do?
C2. C1. Land.
Let's also...
Select. Build a house. Build a tavern. Build a storehouse. Build a sawmill. Build a quarry.
We need to build... Let's see. Let's build...
Build a sawmill. Build a wheat farm. Build a sawmill. Needs 4 lumber and 4 bricks.
We need to build a sawmill.
Hold shift. Construction has begun.
So if I go in here.
The construct open. The sawmill is filled with specialized saws and equipment, allowing a carpenter to convert the log of a tree into useful materials like lumber. Coopers also work in the sawmill, where they craft wooden barrels to be used in wine storage.
Right. So we got that.
Menu
There's
closed.
The sawmill.
D1, E, F, D1, G, G3, Rocky Terrain, F3, H3, G3, G2, Land.
Let's, next to these rocks, let's build a quarry.
Select, build a tavern, build a store, build a sawmill, build a quarry. Hold shift, and press enter, to begin construction. Construction has begun. D1, G2, quarry, under construction.
Right.
We have 16, meat, 43, we have 30, bricks, 39.
Alright, so now that we have those buildings built,
D1. Land.
I'm going to also build a hospital because we need a hospital for people that get sick.
Select, build a tavern, build a store, build a build a guard, build a baron, build a text, build a fort, build a mont, build a hospital. Hold shift. Construction has begun.
All right, so let's go ahead and queue this stuff up and let them do their thing.
Chris has dropped off meat at the tavern. Alyssa has dropped off bread at the tavern. Maurice has dropped off. Annabelle
what
has
you'll notice.
Lance has dropped off wine at the tavern. Tucker has dropped off wine at the tavern. Melanie has dropped off wine at the tavern. Journey has dropped off bricks at the sawmill construction site.
What you'll notice is this can get
Alyssa
very
has dropped off.
Spammy very quickly. To address that, which I just found out about this, you can hit shift with grave accent.
Message settings.
And this opens up a menu that lets you turn on and off different types of messages. That way you can get exactly the right amount of information that works for you. So let's go through these.
Construction site stocks messages on. Press enter to change it.
I'm going to turn this off.
Construction site stocks messages off.
I don't need to know when constructions have been stocked.
Starvation messages on.
We'll leave that on.
Healing messages on. Construction deliveries messages on. Press enter to change
construction
it.
Construction deliveries. I'll turn that off too.
Construction deliveries messages off.
So already these two will cut down on the amount of messages you hear, because you'll no longer hear about people dropping things off at the tavern and at construction sites.
Food delivery messages on. Press.
Same for delivery of food. You don't need to know that, really.
Food delivery messages off. Raw resource delivery messages on.
Raw resource delivery.
Refined resource delivery messages on. Soldier equipment delivery messages on. Refined resource delivery messages on.
Oh, and there goes my hard drive. Spinning up in my computer.
Raw resource delivery messages on.
Raw resource delivery messages. I'm going to turn a lot of this stuff off.
Raw resource refined resource delivery messages on.
Refined resources on.
Refined resources. Soldier equipment delivery messages on.
We'll leave that on.
Lumberjack messages on. Press.
That's fine.
Stonemason messages on. Carpenter messages on. Builder messages on.
Builder messages.
Farmer messages on.
Turn that off, actually.
Builder message. Builder messages off. Farmer messages on. Press enter. Baker messages on. Hunter messages on. Pregnancy messages on. Birth messages on. Entering workforce messages on. Fisherman messages on. Butcher messages on. Cooper messages on. Miner messages on. Metallurgist messages on. Blacksmith messages on. Weaver messages on. Battling goblin messages on. Monk messages on. Tailor messages on. Leather worker messages on. Doctor messages on. Goblin advancement messages on. Multiplayer job change messages on.
So, as you can tell,
construction site stocks messages off.
There are lots and lots of message types that you can turn on and off. That way, you can customize the output to suit your individual tastes. So, I've turned off a lot of those.
Menu closed.
Let's unpause the game. And you'll notice right away that it's much less verbose. And if I hit D and F.
Skylar, a female builder busy building. G1 hospital under construction. Build this building is 5%. Menu closed. G2 quarry under built. The construction site currently contains 3 of 4 lumber. Menu closed. G2 quarry. Braxton has brought back.
Okay, let me pause this.
Isaiah has brought back the sawmill at C1 has been completed.
Sawmill's done.
Braxton has brought back 2 meat from fishing. Isaiah has brought back 3 meat from fishing. We have 20 meat, 42 bread. We have 18 bricks, 23 lumber.
All right, so...
F2, F1, E1, sawmill, 0 and 0. Building. This building has 0 logs and 0 lumber. Open. Pheasants will automatically carry supply.
I'm going to let them drop off lumber here. I don't know if I'll worry about... wine, just because wine is much more involved. I think what I'll primarily focus on right now is vegetables and meat. Those are by far the two easiest ways to get food.
Menu closed.
But I need to wait for these buildings to get finished, which shouldn't take too much longer here.
D-E-F-1. G-1. Hospital. Under G-2. Quarry under construction.
And then we need to assign some more people to do some more jobs, because that will be useful.
Annabelle, a female builder busy building. The hospital at G1 has been completed.
Hospital's done, so now we have access to doctors, which is important, because inevitably someone will get hurt. So
G1 hospital. G2 quarry under building. This building is 55% complete. Menu closed.
All right, so as you're noticing, it's not nearly as chatty.
The quarry at G2 has been completed. Isaiah has brought back 3 meat from fishing. Braxton has brought back 2 meat from fishing.
All right, so we got plenty of meat.
We have 23 meat.
What I'm going to do at this point.
Kayla, a female builder who is just standing around.
We need to do, let's.
Maurice, a male builder who is just standing around.
Let's make you.
Carpenter. Builder, bartender, cook, doctor, stonemason. Maurice is told to become a stonemason.
Make you a stonemason.
Lance, a male builders who is just carpenter, bar, cook, doctor, stonemason.
Stonemason.
Lance, Nathan, a male builders who is just standing around.
I'll make you
carpenter, Nick, bartender, car builder, hunter, fisherman, cooper, peasant, lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
Nathan, Melanie, a female builder who is just standing.
Lumberjack.
Hunter, fish, cooper, peasant, lumberjack. Melanie is told to become a lumberjack.
So as you can tell, this is getting pretty crazy right now, and we're just getting started.
Kaylin, a female builder who is just standing around.
Let's make you
carpenter, bartender, cook, doctor, stonemason, lumberjack, peasant. Kaylin is told to become
make
a peasant.
You a peasant.
Tucker, a male builder who is just carpenter, bartender, cook, doctor, stone, lumberjack, peasant. Tucker is told to become a peasant.
So the thing with this game is you never want people to stand around doing nothing. That is not good.
Journey. A female builder who is just standing around.
If I hit E and R, so let's hit R.
You have two fishermen, Isaiah and Braxton.
Let's hit R again.
You have 11 idle. Alyssa, Maurice, Lance, Nick. You have 14 total. You have two peasants, two idle. You have two lumberjacks. You have two stonemasons. You have one cook, one idle. Chris, you have five builders, five idle. Alyssa, Journey, Skylar. You have two fishermen. You have 11 idle. Alyssa, you have five builders. Skylar, a female builder who is just standing around.
Let's see what else we can do. So
we have 18 bricks, 22 lumber.
18 bricks, 22 lumber. Let's make some more peasants here.
Carpenter, Bart, cook, doctor, lumber, peasant. Skylar is told Annabelle, a female builder who is just carpenter, cook, doctor, lumber, peasant.
Let's make a peasant. Right now what I'm worried about, so since we have food reasonably under control, actually let's...
H2, G2, G4, land.
Let's build a vegetable farm.
Select build a tap, build a store, build a som, build a core, build a wheat, build a vegetable farm, hold shift, construct G4, vegetable farm, under...
Let's build that. We'll get that going here. So initially I'm concerned with food production, which this should keep us going hopefully pretty well. My next concern is going to be
Maurice has made bricks from rocks at G3. Lance has made bricks from rocks at G3. Nathan has cut down the tree at B1. Melanie has cut down the tree at B1.
All right, so we're getting people chopping down trees, making bricks. We will need more resources to build buildings.
Isaiah has brought back three meat from fishing. Braxton has brought back three meat from fishing. Morris has made brick. This building is 5% menu closed.
Right, so the farm is being built. Now, I turned off those messages, but peasants are dropping things off. So if we go over to the sawmill.
F4, C2, C1, sawmill. 4 and 5. Build. This building has 4 logs and 5 lumber. The sawmill is still open. This building has menu closed.
Right, so they are doing things. You're just not hearing it because I turned that off, which is a very useful feature because, I guess it's good if you're getting started, but if you've played this a lot, like I have, messages that tell you about people dropping things off can get very tedious very quickly. So we'll just wait here.
Maurice has made bricks from rocks at G3, D1, E1, F1,
now,
D1, C2, C3, C4, F4, G1, G3, stone, G4, vegetable farm, under construction. This building is 95, menu closed. Tucker has been injured and cannot continue working. He is normally a peasant.
Okay, so we have our first injured. If I hit R.
You have two fishermen. Isaac, you have one idle. Kaylin, a female peasant who is just standing around. You have one ailing. Tucker, a male peasant who can't work due to a broken arm.
So now we have people that are injured.
You have 14 total. You have three peasants. One. You have two lumberjacks. You have two stonemasons. You have one cook. You have three builders. Alyssa, Journey, and Kayla. Journey, a female. Kayla, a female. Alyssa. A female builder busy building.
Let's make you a doctor.
Carpet, Bart, cook, doctor, stonemason, doctor. Alyssa is told to become a doctor. Dr. Alyssa is working on Tucker. The vegetable farm at G4 has been completed. Isaiah has brought back one meat from fishing. Maurice has made bricks.
Now what I'm going to do...
You have two fishermen. You have two builders. You have one cook. You have one doctor. Alyssa, a female doctor sterilizing tools.
We're going to make her a farmer.
Stonemason, lumber, peasant, cooper, fisherman, hunter, farmer. Elisa is told to become a farmer. She is currently busy, but will take on the new job as soon as she can.
And as it tells you, people are busy, but they will change jobs when they're done with their current task.
Elisa, a female doctor sterilizing tools when she is done, she will begin working as a farmer.
And if you move to that character, it will give you that information. So pretty cool. Let's see.
We have 23, bricks, 17, lumber, 0, wheat, 1, logs, 0, metal ore, 0, dead.
Right, so we're getting a stockpile of logs. That's good. I'm going to unpause this for a second. And
G3. G4. Vegetable farm. Nathan has cut down the tree at A1. Melanie has cut down the tree at A1.
Alright, so we're getting logs. That's good.
You have one cook. One idol. Chris. Maurice has made bricks. From rocks at G3. Lance has made bricks. From rocks at G3.
Now, the other thing to talk about real quick is lots of jobs. Lots of jobs will have a secondary function, so builders can act as peasants if they need to drop off items. I forget the full list, but the jobs file and the guide to buildings in the game folder are really good resources. This is primarily meant to be an overview, which I realize is becoming quite a long overview, but it is what it is. So let's see.
You have two builders, two idle, Journey and Kayla.
So we have two builders. We need, let's see.
We have 25 bricks, 17 builder, carpenter. Elisa is told to become a carpenter. So she is currently busy.
We need a carpenter.
Kayla, Journey, a female builder who is just standing around. Kayla, a female builder who is just standing. You have two fishermen. You have two builders. You have one cook. You have one doctor, Elisa. A female doctor sterilizing tools when she is done. She will begin working as a carpenter.
You know what? That's fine.
We have 14 adults, 0 pregnant, 1 ailing, 0 children, and 5 idle workers.
Okay, so I don't.
You have one cook, you have two builders, you have two fishermen, you have 4 idle. Journey, a female builder who is just standing around.
Yeah, so we generally don't want that. Let's make you
carpenter, bartender, cook, doctor, stonemason, lumberjack, peasant, cooper, fisherman, hunter, peasant. Journey is told to become a peasant.
To make you a
cooper,
hunter.
Fisherman, hunter. Journey is told to become a hunter. Skylar, a female peasant who is just standing around.
Alright, so we'll make a hunter.
Maurice has made bricks from rocks at G3. Lance has made bricks from rocks at G3. Tucker had his broken arm healed, so he can now return to work as a peasant. Nathan has cut down the tree at A1. Melanie has cut down the tree at A1. Braxton has brought back 3 meat from Isaiah. Alyssa has cut a log into lumber.
So we're getting some more lumber. That's good.
Maurice has made brick. Alyssa has cut a log. Maurice has made bricks from rocks at G3. Lance has made bricks from rocks at G3.
Right, so we're getting more and more
Alyssa
resources.
Alyssa has cut a log into lumber. Journey has brought back a kill from hunting.
So we got
Nathan has cut down the tree at A1.
An animal.
Melanie has cut down the tree at A1. Alyssa has cut a log into lumber.
So, as you can tell, I mean,
Braxton has brought back 3 meat from fishing.
Very complex, very quickly.
Alyssa has cut a log into lumber.
Let me see something, though.
We have 29 bricks, 22 lumber.
We need more lumber.
Isaiah has brought back 1 meat from fishing. You have 14 total. You have 4 peasants. You have 2 lumberjacks. You have 2 stonemasons. Isaiah, Alyssa has cut a log into lumber. Alyssa, Journey has brought back a kill from hunting.
Right, so we have dead animals. The problem is we need butchers and to process those into meat and furs, which furs are used to make yarn. Peasants will make yarn out of furs. And then, of course, you have the textile where weavers make cloth. And we're just getting started.
Maurice. A male stonemason cutting rocks into bricks.
Let's see.
You have one cook. You have one carpenter, Elisa. Elisa, a female carpenter cutting lumber. You have one builder, one idol, Kayla.
One builder. We need
H4, G4, vegetable farm, G5, G4, vegetable bartender, cook, doctor, stone, lumber, peasant, cooper, fish, hunter, farmer. Elisa is told to become a farmer. She is currently busy, but will take on the new job as soon as she can. Kayla, a female builder who is Carpenter, Bart, Cook, Doctor, Stone, Lumber, Peasant, Cooper, Fish, Hunter, Farmer. Kayla is, you have one farmer, one idol, you have one carpenter, Alyssa. Alyssa, a female carpenter cutting lumber. When she is done, she will begin working as a farmer, builder.
We need
Alyssa
to go back to Holt, keep the same job.
Farmer, Hunter, Fisher, Cooper, Peasant, Lumberjack.
So I'm just pressing S.
Stone Mace, Doctor, Cook, Bartender, keep the same job.
Okay.
G4, Vegetable Farm.
So...
Maurice has made bricks from rocks at C5. Nathan has cut down the tree at A1. Alyssa has cut a log into lumber. We have 29 meat, 28 bread, 0 vegetables, and 11 barrels of wine.
So
Melanie has cut down the tree at A1. Alyssa has cut a log into lumber.
So what you might want to do...
We have 31 bricks, 25 lumber.
All right, so we got a decent supply of materials
G3,
now.
Rocky, G4, G5, land.
Let's build...
Select, build a store, build a saw, build a core, build a wheat, build a vegetable farm. Needs 5 lumber.
Another vegetable farm.
Construction has begun.
And what I'm going to do now...
We have 14.
...is try to expand the population.
F5, land. C5, F8, F5, C5, A5, A4, A7, B7, A9, A2, A1. Scattered, A2. Select, build a house. Hold, construction, A3, A4, A5.
House there.
Select, build a house. Construction has begun, A5. House, under construction, A7. Select, build a house. Hold, construction.
House.
A8. Select, build a house. Hold, construction has begun.
Okay, so we have 4 houses, which means we should be able to get up to 16 people now. Yeah, this is going to get crazy really
Alyssa
fast.
Has cut a log into lumber. We have 29 bricks. 24, lumber.
Okay.
You have one farmer, Kayla. Kayla, a female farmer harvesting vegetables. Kayla has harvested vegetables from the farm at G4. Alyssa has cut a log into lumber. You have one hunter, Journey. You have 2 fishermen, Isaiah and Braxton. Melanie has cut down the tree at A1. Alyssa has cut a log into lumber. We have 32, meat, 28, bread, 0, vegetables.
Yeah, so...
Alyssa has cut a log into lumber. Lance has made
so we need
brick.
More people because
Braxton, a male fisherman out fishing. You have one hunter, Journey. Journey has brought back a gill from hunting. Journey, Alyssa has cut a log into Journey, a female hunter hunting in the forest.
All right, let's make you
farmer, builder, carpenter. Journey is builder, farmer, builder. Journey is told to
builder.
Become a builder. She is currently busy, but will take. You have 2 fishermen. You have 1 idol, Alyssa. A female carpenter who is just standing up, bartender, cook, doctor, stone, lumber, peasant, cooper, fish, hunt, farmer, builder.
Builder.
Nathan has cut down a tree at C4. Kayla has harvested vegetables.
So what I
want to
do is build some houses and show you how that works, and then
Braxton has
build
back
the
one
necessary infrastructure for defenses, because
Isaiah
that's
has-
important. And then I think I'll wrap this up because I could literally go on and on and on and on. This game it gets very complex very quickly, and as you can tell, there's lots of things
has made bricks
that you have to keep track of.
We have 26 bricks, 21 lumber.
So we're just Lance
has made
still
bricks.
Doing good.
A8 house under built. The construction site currently contains 0 of 3. Menu closed. You have 14 total. You have 4 peasants. Kaylin. A female peasant transporting lumber. You have 2 lumberjacks. You have 2 stonemasons. You have 1 cook. You have 2 builders. Alyssa and Journey. A female builder busy building. Alyssa. A female builder busy building.
Alright, so they're building stuff.
You have 1 farmer. Kayla. A female. Braxton has brought back 2 meat from fishing. We have 38 meat. 28 bread. 0 vegetables.
Right, so... We're doing okay on...
The house at A2 has been completed. Nathan has cut
house
down the tree
done.
At C4. Kayla has... Kayla. A female farmer who is just standing around. You have 2 builders. Alyssa. A female builder busy building. We have 25 bricks. 18 lumber.
Yep.
Lance has made bricks from rocks at C5.
So I need bricks. That's always important.
You have 1 farmer. Kayla. A female farmer harvesting vegetables. You have 2 fishermen. Isaiah and Braxton. You have 14 total. You have 4 peasants. Kaylin. A female peasant transporting bricks. Tucker. A male peasant transporting bricks. Skylar. A female peasant transporting lumber. Nathan has cut down.
As you can tell, you will definitely need more people.
Kayla has harvested vegetables from the farm.
As you get more complex.
You have 2 lumberjacks. You have 2 stonemasons. You have 1 cook. 1 idol. You have 2 builders. Alyssa. A female builder who is just standing up. Journey. A female builder busy building.
Okay.
Maurice has made bricks. A7. House. Under build. This building is 55% complete. Menu closed.
Okay, so they're building houses.
We have 26 bricks. 14 lumber.
We're running low on lumber, but that's okay. We'll get a.
We have 0 flour. 16 cloth. 11 barrels. 0 metal bars. And 0 sets of armor. We have 43 meat. 20. We have 24 bricks. 13 lumber. 0 wheat. 10 logs.
Alright, so.
Braxton has brought back 3 meat from fish.
Plenty of logs.
We have 24 bricks. 13 lumber.
Let's see.
Isaiah has brought back 3 meat. Braxton has brought back 3 meat from fishing.
We need to actually.
Elisa, a female builder busy build. You have 1 farmer. You have 2 fishermen. You have 14 total. You have 4 peasant. You have 2 lumberjack. Nathan, a male lumberjack chopping down a tree.
Let's make you a.
Peasant. Cooper. Nate, fisherman, hunter, farmer, builder, carpet, bartender, cook, doctor, stonemate, keep the same, peasant, cooper, fisherman, hunter, farmer, builder, cooper, peasant, keep the same job.
So, coopers make wine, no, coopers make barrels, which are necessary for wine. Making wine is a very involved process. You need a vineyard, a vineyard, a farmer to make that, and then barrels to make the wine, which barrels are made in the sawmill by coopers who cut lumber into barrels. Yeah, as you can tell, as I keep saying, this is very complex.
Stonemason, doctor, cook, bartender, carpenter. Nathan is told to become a carpenter, builder, carpenter. Melanie, a female lumberjack chopping down. Nathan. A male lumberjack chopping down a tree. When he is done,
okay.
He will begin working as a carpenter.
Begin working as a carpenter.
Melanie.
And we'll do you.
Peasant.
Let's
keep the same.
Let's see.
Cooper. Fisherman.
Make you.
Hunter. Farmer. Builder. Melanie is carpenter. Melanie is told to become a carpenter. She
you
is current.
Carpenter too.
We have 24 bricks. 13 lumber. The house at A7 has been completed. Maurice has made brick. The house at A7. The house at A5 has been completed.
Houses
Nathan
done.
Has cut down the tree at A3. Lance has made bricks from rocks at C5. You have 2 stonemasons. You have 1 lumberjack. Melanie. Kayla has harvested vegetables from the farm at G4. Nathan has cut a log into lumber. Melanie has cut down the tree at A3. Melanie has 48% total energy.
Yeah, so they're surviving.
Nathan has cut a log into lumber. Melanie has cut a log into lumber. Braxton has brought back 3 meat from fishing. You have 4 peasants. You have 14 total. You have 1 idle. Kaylin. Nathan has cut a log. Skylar. A female peasant who is just. You have 2 fishermen. You have 1 farmer. Kayla. Kayla. A female farmer harvesting vegetables. Nathan has cut a log.
So let me see here.
A8. A8. This building is 85. Menu. Maurice has made bricks from rocks at C5. Maurice has been injured and cannot continue working. He is normally a stonemason. Melanie
and
has cut a log into lumber.
Sick.
You have 2 fishermen. Isaiah. The house. Lance has made bricks from rocks at C5. Nathan has cut a log into lumber. Annabelle is pregnant. She will be unable to perform any duties until her baby is born and is old enough to be without her. She is normally a peasant.
Right, so now.
You have 1 mother. 1 idol. Annabelle. A female mother who is just standing around. She is normally a peasant.
Right, so now she can't do anything because she's having a baby.
You have 1 ailing. Maurice. You have 14 total. You have 3 peasants. Kaylin. You have 1 stonemason. You have 1 cook. You have 2 carpenters. Nathan. A male carpenter cutting lumber. Melanie. A female carpenter cutting lumber.
To make you a doctor.
Bartender. Keep the same. Cook. Doctor. Stone. Doctor. Melanie has cut a log into lumber. Dr. Melanie is working on Marie. Goblins have advanced onto your land at A2. Goblins have attacked and burned down the house at A2. All supplies within the building were destroyed.
Oh, hell.
We have 28 bricks, 22 lumber.
That's not good.
B-A-A-8-A-I-A-A-A-A-2. Scattered goblin. A-1-H-E-2-A-2. Scattered goblin. B-2. Land.
Okay. This is not good. What I'm going to do as a temporary solution to this.
C-2. B-2. Select build a guard tower. Needs 4 lumber, 8 bricks, and 1 metal bar.
Oh, crap.
Build a barracks. Needs 8 lumber, 12 bricks, and 4 metal bars.
Oh, we can't
Menu closed.
Okay, I think I waited too long, and as you just saw, yeah, that's why you need to get your defenses up and running.
This game is 1,499 ticks old.
Honestly, this might be a good place to stop. I think you get the idea. I didn't get around to building barracks or anything like that because you need to build a forge and a mine. And a barracks. But yeah, so the mine, you have to mine ore from the mine, and then you have to go to a forge and turn that ore into metal bars. Yeah, this game is very complex. I think that gives you an idea, though, as to what to expect. So hopefully you find this useful. This game can be very difficult. As you just saw, I wasn't totally prepared.
Main menu. Exit the game.
Let me exit actually out of here. Actually, before I do.
Menu closed.
If you hit Control S.
Stonemason. Melanie is told to become a stonemason. She is currently busy, but.
Okay, actually. You can hit Control with the letter of the job to assign that person to a job as well. So if I hit, say, if we move to a person.
You have to build a journey. A female.
And I hit Control P.
Peasant. Journey is told to become a peasant.
Or L,
she is currently
or
busy.
Control L.
Lumberjack.
So that's another quick way to assign jobs. I'm trying to remember how you save the game. Hit escape.
Main menu. How to play. Save current game.
Ah, so if you hit escape, you're taken into the main menu. And
load game.
If we
save current
the game here.
Save game dialog. Type the file name you wish to save to. Leave blank to cancel. Edit.
We'll type in save.
Game saved as save. Press
and
escape to return to the.
Or if you can hear a vacuum cleaner in the background.
Menu closed.
Yeah, so now my game is saved. I could load it.
Main. How to play. Save. Load game.
So let's say.
Load game dialog. Type.
I want to load it. I'll just type in save.
Game loaded. Press escape to enter to the game. Menu closed.
Game loaded.
You are playing mission 1 single player, being played on normal difficulty. The game is currently 1,499 ticks old. You have a storehouse at C2, and a tavern at C3. You have 6 message types muted. Press shift from mute menu. Nathan has cut a log.
Press shift from mute menu? Oh, shift with grave accent. You can also hit grave accent by itself.
A2, scattered goblins.
Stupid
you cannot
goblins.
Build here. A3, A2, scattered goblins.
Stupid goblins. Yeah, I didn't get a soldier in time. Which might actually be another perk to starting with the Defender, because you start out with one knight. In Mission 1, there are 2 types of soldiers. The soldier is basically the lower quality version of the knight. Once you have the barracks in place, you can build, or you can assign people to be soldiers. And then they can fight goblins, or if you build I believe it's a blacksmith, or, I think the blacksmiths work in the forge to make armor from iron bars, but if you make armor, then you can hit U to upgrade people to knights, which then means that they are locked into that job. I didn't show everything because I got attacked by goblins, but I think this, quite honestly, has run on long enough. You should have the idea now as to how this game works. It is extremely complex, and you have to think carefully about every single action.
Main menu.
I think it's really cool.
Exit the game. Audacity. Track.
He did come out with Castaways 2, but Castaways 2 is not nearly as good as this game is. It's basically an online game where you craft items and then you put them up for sale and you get gold or money or something like that, and you compete with the other players to make to see who has the highest score, but I'm not a fan of that. But anyway, hopefully you found this useful. As always, leave your comments, questions. If you want to get in contact with me, of course, just let me know in the comments. I hope you guys have found this useful, and I guess I'm out of here for now. Take care.